The United States has condemned the Syrian army's liberation of the city of Qusair, the main stronghold of foreign-backed insurgents in western Syria. The White House has also slammed Lebanese resistance movement Hezbollah for backing the Syrian troops in their fight against the insurgents. Meanwhile, Hezbollah says the Qusair victory is a major blow to the U.S.-Israeli Takfiri triangle in Syria. Hezbollah Deputy Secretary General Sheikh Naim Qasem says those who are hoping to see the fall of the Syrian government are deeply mistaken. On Wednesday, the Syrian army promised to crush all insurgents across the country after it regained full control of Qusair after several weeks of fierce fighting. Hundreds of insurgents were killed and many others arrested in the battles. The insurgents say they will continue to fight against the government despite the loss. Let's go to Beirut and talk to retired Army General Elias Farhat. Welcome to the program. So, Mr. Farhat, just how significant is the liberation of Qusair and what are its potential impacts on the dynamics of the conflict?
Yes, it is a significant blow against the armed opposition and its supporters in the West and Israel. This is because the strategic site of this town, it borders the Lebanese, its proximity to the Lebanese borders is about 10 to, kilometers. And it lies on the way between Baalbek and Homs, and the way between Homs and Tartus, which links the capital Damascus with the Mediterranean coast. Furthermore, this city was a stronghold to the Jabhat al-Nusra, which was labeled as a terrorist organization by the State Department in the United States and by the Security Council. And it constitutes a danger on the Lebanese resistance because it is a distance about 10 to 15 kilometers from a part of Lebanon that it is loyal to the Hezbollah and to the resistance. This is why the armed opposition and the states that the foreign states that lie behind it reinforced this stronghold and equipped it with more sophisticated communications and arms and explosives. It was planned that this stronghold will be a depart point against the Lebanon Bekaa, where there are some bases to Hezbollah. This was the bet of the United States and Israel, and this is why they are condemning the liberation of Qusair and wiping out this stronghold. It's really an achievement for Hezbollah and for the Syrian army. This is why Hezbollah has taken part in this battle, because it was defending on itself and on Lebanon as well.
Now, Mr. Farhat, I mean, Qusair is important in terms of arms supplies coming into Syria for the insurgents from Lebanon via two main routes, one from the Bekaa Valley and second from Tripoli and the coast. What options do you think the insurgents now have to receive weapons now that Qusair is in the hands of the Syrian army?
I think this smuggling routes are cut now. There are still in the mountain areas east of Irsal, which links to the city of Qara in the Syrian side of the borders. But this is a mountainous area that it's difficult for vehicles to cross. But it could be used for smuggling equipments and armed ammunition and smuggling people as well. Let's consider that the arms smuggled from Lebanon and the fighters are a little percentage from what is entering to Syria, because the major supply comes from Turkey, where there is 800 kilometers borders that is opened, and where the Turkish state is administering the receiving of the foreign fighters and organizing them and equipping them and pushing them south or to Syria. I mean, the armed opposition has lost now the about 20%, but it still keeps the 80% from Turkey, which is the major supply route to the armed opposition.
Indeed. Well, we'll leave it there for the timing. Many thanks to Elias Farhad, retired Army General from Beirut. Thanks for your time there, sir.